Love your enemies. What a tough saying. And you say, why would you start a sermon on Christmas about that? Because in that phrase, love your enemies, when Jesus say, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of the Father in heaven, for he makes the sun rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors and the sinners do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even unbelievers do the same? Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. One of the deep sayings that is often missed there is the freedom to which God calls us and says, you can't control what happens to you. You can't even control the feelings, the thoughts that come into your life. But you can control yourself with God's grace. Your life is closest deep inside your heart. Decide who you want to come in. Decide what you let come in. Because freedom is God's deepest gift. You can feel anger and be gentle. You can feel attacked and never be a victim. You can feel jealous but respond in generosity. Never deny your feelings, but also never relinquish your power over them. You can choose what you want to do with your life. Christ has called us to this freedom. There was once an author who wrote a book about Christian morality, and he called it The Law of Christ. And later on in his life, he wrote an update to the book. But he put a new title to it, and he called it Free to Be Faithful. Freedom is given to be faithful and to be good, because we are free to choose everything, but not everything that we choose will make us free. This freedom is so important to God. Because what does he want from us? Our love and our happiness. Not candles, not incense, not attending church, not even the collection. And it hurts me to say that. But he wants you, which is what each one of us wants. Wouldn't you love someone to love you sincerely? Isn't that what people who are famous and wealthy crave and long for and are often deprived of in spite of all they have, because the camouflage of power, influence, and wealth attracts people who are not interested in them, but in the things that they can get from them? It is not like that with God. God wants our freedom so that we could choose him and that we might be happy. There was a little animated short about a child who personified his feelings, personification, and said, my feelings are like human beings. And one day he did a very brave thing. And his mother says, what happened? Why did you do this? And he said, because I told fear to get out of the driver's seat, I'm taking over. We can do that to every dysfunctional thought and feeling that wants to wreak havoc in our lives. And we can say, I am a child of God. No one makes me mad. No one ruins my life. Anyone can manipulate the circumstances of my life, but never will they manipulate me. That fight for freedom is what Christmas partially is about. Because Christ comes and says, as a child, I can't win your love by force. I can't win your love by impressing you with the power I have. All I can say, even though I am God, I love you. Do you love me? That is it. Every time we want love, and every time we want true religion, we must have the freedom, because the price of love that everyone pays is the possibility of its loss. You want to be loved? Leave people free to love you or to hate you. You want to love God? Love Him by being a free person and doing what is good, because your happiness is what He desires. True worship of God is exactly like true respect for your parents. What do your parents want? For you to be happy, healthy, and live a beautiful life. What does God want? Not your subservience, not your bowing, but for you to be happy, joyful, and free. Everything we have, we are free to choose. But we must be careful to choose the things that will ensure and give us our freedom. You are sovereign of your life. No one should be able to manipulate you and to control you. Not even God wants to do that. All He has said today, I love you, I want to be with you, and He waits for our response.